Right, could you give us your scouting report, a full appraisal, and Bill, could you talk about what role you envision him having as a rookie?
He is he's fast. He can run. Okay, that's his greatest attribute. Obviously, I think he had, if not the fastest, one of the fastest 40-yard dash times at the combine, John. But I think if you go back to our conversation a couple of days ago at the press conference, when we talked about the two types of speed that we look for, not only is he just straight line 40-yard dash fast, this guy plays extremely fast and quick, and that adding that element to our offense, we all just felt would really enhance what we do offensively, and with the creativity that these guys have on our offensive staff, I think he'll be an excellent addition to our football team.
Yeah, we feel good about the diversity at that position now. Obviously, with DeAndre Hopkins, you know, 111 catches, all the things that he can do on the outside, on the inside, being able to move him around, and how much better he's gotten every year. You know, he allows us to be able to go out there and go get a guy like this. And so, you know, with Will will come in and he'll start off on the outside, but he does a number of different things. You know, he'll start off as an outside receiver, but, you know, as he learns and he gets better every day, we'll begin to move him around and do different things with him.
Did you think that he was there somebody that was about to jump ahead? Is that why the trade was necessary right there?
Well, I think if you look at what ended up happening, I think three wide receivers maybe for the first time went in a row. So we felt like there may be a run on the position, and he was a guy that we felt strongly about, and we didn't want to take a chance on not getting him. And so we were aggressive, and we went and made the move.
Bill, Adam Schefter said that Will Fuller, you were the first when you were at Penn State to actually offer him a scholarship. So this relationship, does it go back a long way?
I've known him for a while. He came to our camp when I was at Penn State. I don't know if we were the first to offer him, but I know we saw this guy at our high school camp when I was the head coach there, and we offered him right away there when we saw him run around and do some of the things he was doing in high school. And so, yeah, I've known him for a while. And, you know, he's a guy that is a bright guy. He comes from a good family. He's a very hardworking guy. He comes highly recommended from Brian Kelly. I've spoken to Brian Kelly about him. Rick has also. I mean, this guy is a guy that a lot of people think very highly of, and we're just, you know, we're excited to get him here and start working with him.
As a junior coming from the spread, how long do you think it'll take him to make the transition to?
Say that again, John.
As a junior coming from the spread, how long do you envision it'll take him to be able to contribute?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I would tell you that when you watch film of this guy, he runs a lot of different types of routes. So, you know, there's all different kinds of versions of the spread offense, John. You know, in college, as you know, with Baylor, obviously, and Texas Tech, and then you have Notre Dame's type of offense that they run. And they run a lot of similar routes to what we do. So he has some experience in some of the things we do. We were able to, Rick and I, kind of put that vision together and see what he could do for us. And like I said, we're just excited to get him here and start working with him.
Bill, how have you seen him grow and develop since you first saw him in high school years ago?
Yeah, you know, again, when that was, I think that was 2012, and then, you know, having – He went to Notre Dame, and then obviously picking back up with him when I started watching film of him here, and then seeing him at the combine, and again talking to his coaches about him. He's you know, obviously grown up a lot as a player. I mean, he does many more things than what he did obviously in high school. He's a stronger guy. He's a obviously his football experience has really grown, and he's learned a lot at Notre Dame. And now, you know, one of the things that we like about him is you know, he's eager to learn. So we're excited about getting him here and getting going with him.
Coach, with that speed, does he figure at all in the return game, either a kickoff or as a punt returner, an area that we have a need?
Yeah, that's another good question. You know, the way that Larry Izzo and I are approaching that this spring is we're going to put right now a lot of guys out there and see who, you know, fields the ball the best and can return the best, whether it's kickoff return or punt return. So, I would say that Will definitely be somebody that we'll look at that position.
His big playability, is that one thing that really drew you to him? I mean, he had, you know, catches that were 70-plus. He catch and turn and eat up yards in a hurry. Is that probably one of the bigger draws for him for you guys?
Yeah, I think one of the things we looked at definitely was his ability to be a vertical threat. And so, you know, I think his career average per catch is 17 yards per catch, I think it is, which is really good when you think about playing 3 years in college. And I think one of the things he does well is he tracks the deep ball very well. He makes over-the-shoulder catches. He tracks the deep ball very well. So that was definitely one of the things that we liked about him.
Coach, how much of a concern was his tendency to drop some balls?
I think we look at everything. You know, obviously we look at everything. I don't think any of these guys are perfect. None of us are perfect. You know, I think that some of the things that he has to improve on, I'm sure he'll come here and improve on them, whether it's route running or catching the ball in traffic more consistently, whatever it is. I believe he's a hard worker, and he'll get better and better at that.
And Bill, did you even consider Josh Doctson, or was he just not fast enough for what y'all wanted at the position?
I would say that, you know, again, Rick and I considered everybody that was available at that pick and at every position. And we think that Josh Doctson's a heck of a player, too. You know, we just felt like Will Fuller was the guy that would help our team.